Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
You'd be hard-pressed to make it through the holidays without hearing this. The Nutcracker is a 53-year holiday tradition for the Boston Ballet. And for one member of the company, this year's production is proving to be not only a career milestone, but also an important moment for diversity on stage. Kirsten Fintroy, who's playing the Snow Queen in several other roles for the Nutcracker, is currently the only black woman in the Boston Ballet and the first black woman to join the company in 10 years. Radio Boston's Paris Alston spoke with Fintroy after a rehearsal.
Practice was ending as I arrived at the Boston Ballet's rehearsal studio. Little ballerinas were walking excitedly around the lobby, and the older dancers were perfecting their spins and twirls in front of a mirror. For Kirsten Fintroy, that meant moving from one extraordinary and beautiful position to another, with what looked like effortless grace. She was clearly exhausted, but excited to perform in the Nutcracker because, as she told me, that's the first ballet most people see. And that's where her love of ballet began.
I think my first vivid memory of the Nutcracker is being one of the little girls that comes out from Mother Ginger's skirt. That was like my first like featured thing. I was like three, but I was the last girl to leave the stage and I got to do a cartwheel and I was like, yes!
Fintroy is the daughter of two dancers and says she's happy that the ballet hasn't put too much emphasis on her identity.
I can tell that they didn't bring me into this company because they needed a black girl. They never made a big deal out of me being the first in 10 years, you know? And I appreciate that because it makes it feel normal. And that's what we want, is to be just one of the dancers.
She admits that there are challenges to being the only black woman in a company, from having to wear her hair in an afro in a ballet when others are wearing their hair down, to feeling insecure, haunted by the feeling that she's not good enough to be in certain roles.
You can get that feeling of, am I only getting cast in this role because I am their dancer of color? And if they don't put me in this role, they aren't featuring their dancers of color. So someone's going to say something. It's just something that I've kind of beat into my head that it doesn't matter how much work I put in. It's never going to be enough in my mind.
Fintroy hopes that seeing her dance will help younger girls feel like they belong on the stage, too, so that someday the presence of an African-American on the ballet stage isn't newsworthy.
We can't solve this problem of diversity in one day, but we have to plant the seed, and it has to start from these little kids that are in class and that go and they tell their friends, like, hey, I'm doing ballet class, and then their other friends of color can come and do ballet too because they're like, oh, my friend is going to do this, and I feel okay because she's there.
In the meantime, Fintroy is practicing and focused on the feeling that drew her to ballet in the first place when she was a little girl, as she moves from Mother Ginger's skirt to dance as the Snow Queen.
The snow scene is really, it's like one of my favorite scenes in the entire Nutcracker, with the snow falling, and it's, in my opinion, the best part of the score. The music is just beautiful. It feels like you're living in a snow globe.
That's Radio Boston's Paris Alston. And you've got one more chance to see Kirsten Fintroy dancing as the Snow Queen in the Nutcracker at the Boston Ballet tonight. The production runs through December 30th. Stay with us. Coming up, two cocktail ideas to help you make it through the holidays. I'm Chris Sitterick. This is Radio Boston.